You're listening to the Ben Uyama Podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive. I'm also married, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
There's one method to eliminate all addictions across the board: weed, porn, alcohol, social media, video games, drugs, anything. One method, and no one talks about this. Across all the hundreds of videos I've seen on self-help and addiction, I have never ever heard someone talk about it from this perspective. All right, you want to hear the secret? It is simply to stop addressing the symptoms. Stop trying to treat the symptoms of an addiction and start eliminating the root cause. Let's talk about this with the example of porn addiction. Let's start there. Why porn? Number one, because porn is a subtle and insidious addiction that almost nobody can quite understand the root cause of. Whereas alcoholism, for example, if somebody is an alcoholic and spends their evenings and weekends consuming alcohol to death beyond the point of healthy, it's obvious that there is a root pain that they're dealing with. It's not that they're thirsty, right? But this is the confusion that people have with porn, is that people think people are just thirsty, sexually speaking, and that's why they go to porn. And the second reason I want to address this, starting with porn and then extrapolate it into all addictions, is because I have been working in the area professionally for the last 10 years, more than 10 years now, of porn addiction, way before this YouTube channel. This is a side thing. And I don't have anything to sell you, by the way. Don't worry about that. And so I deeply understand the nuances of a porn addiction and the root reason for it. And also, I battled it myself, so I know exactly what is going on when people have an addiction. All right, so let's start at the tip of the iceberg. When you ask anyone, any sensible, wise person, anywhere off the street, why do people have a porn addiction? Let's paint an illustration of an iceberg. And at the very tip of this iceberg, right, it's like white iceberg, at the very tip, you have the typical answer people give, which is people develop a porn addiction because they have a sex drive issue. It's a sexual issue. In other words, people say, oh, I have a high sex drive, over average sex drive, and that's why I go to porn and masturbation, right? Okay, let's debunk this as the primary root cause. If it were primarily a sex drive thing, then guess who would not struggle with porn addiction? People in sexual relationships. Not true. Very not true. Married people, people in healthy sexual relationships, also struggle with crippling addiction. And you know this to be true, especially if you are in a relationship and use porn. So therefore, it's not entirely a sex drive thing. Is it part of a sex drive issue? Yes, that's why it's part of the iceberg, and this is why people are confused. It's part of it, but it's not the whole story. All right, let's go back to the iceberg illustration and then move down a little bit. What's the second reason that people will point out as to why I have a porn addiction, even though I don't want this addiction? The second thing people say is, oh, I just don't have enough willpower. I don't have enough discipline. I don't have enough just grit and push to stop the addiction. Okay, fair enough. If it were primarily a willpower issue, guess who would not struggle with porn addiction? People who have a lot of discipline, a lot of willpower. In other words, people who operate in high levels of society. Athletes, business owners, presidents, leaders, etc. Is it true that athletes don't struggle with addiction? No. You yourself, ask yourself honestly, are you a disciplined person? Probably, most of the time, yes. Willpower, yes, you have it. But still struggling with addiction. So let's eliminate that off the list as the primary reason as to why people develop any addiction, but especially porn addiction. And then the next layer of this above the water iceberg, let's go to. And you've exhausted all of your options. What else is there? Then people point to spiritual factors. The devil is crouching at my door and it's out of my control. I have some weird ancestral thing that I'm dealing with that I can't see. Okay, let's assume that's true. By the way, it's not really helpful to label a spiritual thing as the primary reason for an addiction. Although I believe it is a factor. As a man of God, of faith, I believe it is a contributing factor. But Again, not the main factor that's contributing to the addiction. If it were true that it was primarily a spiritual thing, who would not struggle with porn addiction? Spiritual people. Religious people. People like you and me. People who are religious leaders, for example, would not struggle with porn addiction. Is it true? Wrong again. We, people of faith, whether you are or not, across the board, struggle especially with porn addiction more than many others because of the oftentimes the guilt and shame and remorse that we consume the behavior with, right? Okay, so it's not primarily a sex drive thing. It's not primarily a willpower thing, and it's not primarily a spiritual thing. So, now in this illustration, let's imagine this is your iceberg, and then I reveal to you the under the iceberg massive reason as to why most of planet Earth, most of men, and actually most of women, statistically speaking, are struggling with a porn dependency. What is it? Simply put, porn is an escape. Period. Porn is an escape. It's an escape. That's why. You're not some weird loser, sexual freak of nature. You're not some person that doesn't have willpower. You're not some overly evil spiritual being. You are just trying to escape. That is it. That is the fundamental root issue. And the problem is that everybody is focusing on the above the iceberg issues. Everyone is focusing on those, the symptoms, and never anyone does address the root issue at hand. Why is this important? Because if you can understand, first of all, that you're escaping any addiction, at the root of it, if you follow the reasons why people have an addiction, any addiction, they will come to the same conclusion. I'm trying to escape. Because when you make that conclusion, then the next natural question is what? What am I escaping from? And when you find what you're escaping from, then you have won the battle. Then you won't need an addiction. Here's another proof for you. People that stop addictions often develop another addiction. People that go cold turkey in the NoFap community, I know this is true. You just cold turkey, stop the addiction, 90 days, 30 days, 1 year. You always develop another addiction to what? Drugs, alcohol, anger, violence, video games, social media, something else that will replace it. Why? Because the root issue wasn't addressed with. It's really that stupid simple, guys. I'm dead serious. So, ask yourself this simple fundamental question. And I'm going to simplify this because I know when I say address the root issue, you immediately go, I don't even know how to do that. I've been doing this for years and I don't even know how to address the root issue because I don't know what it is. I'm going to make this simple for you guys, okay? Very simple. Again, I've worked with hundreds of people over many, many years to go through this exact process, so I know what it is. You figured out that you are escaping. Now you have to figure out, what am I escaping from? All right? And it's actually quite simple. I want you to label in your life two primary emotions that you are escaping from. The two emotions are often very subtle and difficult to label because they're part of our lives. It becomes second nature that when you're bored, you'll go to porn or to any addiction, to alcohol, to smoking, to weed, whatever. And it becomes second nature when you feel stress to go to those behaviors. It becomes second nature that when you're lonely, another human emotion, you go to your substance of choice. Now, identify the exact emotions that you tend to be most susceptible to acting out, to going to the addiction, when you feel those emotions. And this is important because usually, in almost all cases, there are only one or two primary roadblocks of emotions that are keeping people from seeing success. And if they can just address that one thing and say, hey, this is my demon, this is my battle, is I don't know how to deal with stress, and I never learned, and my coping mechanism with stress has always been porn or alcohol or drugs. And that is how you label the addiction and actually start addressing. And I fundamentally disagree personally with the entire preface of many of the addiction programs out there, because many of them are focused on, I have a problem and I am an addict. And I don't think that's a helpful labeling system. It might be true, yes, but it's not helpful because it doesn't accurately help the individual, the user, identify what is actually going on. So a more beneficial labeling mechanism is, I have a dependency on porn to deal with stress or loneliness or boredom, whatever the emotion is, and I never learned how to deal with it. And that was just my easiest way to grab onto the addiction, to deal with the emotion at hand. That's it. That is all that is going on. That is literally it. And I just saved you hundreds of hours of counseling and therapy, my friend. And I especially want you to spend the next week going cold turkey from all supernormal activity and stimuli. Social media, video games, all the things. There's another video that I did a few days ago, last week, on this exact topic of how to actually detox and rewire and heal your brain. And the first step of that video is to do a 1 week complete detox from everything. And the reason this is important is because it'll help you understand yourself. It'll your brain and your body will give you feedback as to where to focus on. And during this 1 week, make note of all the times that you felt a desire to act out. And not just like, oh, I saw this, you know, person at the gym and it triggered me, or I saw someone smoking and it triggered me. It's like, no. There's something that's going on internally in the state that you're in when you see that thing. The external trigger is the symptom. The internal trigger is the thing that you're feeling when you see the external thing. And it's confusing people because we tend to label the external thing as like, oh, it's because I saw this model on Instagram or I saw this TV show and it triggered me. It's like, no, there is this internal state that you were in when you saw the thing. And that's what you've got to label. Is when I'm feeling in a state of loneliness or bored or stress or anxious, anxiety, I tend to wanting to act out, to go to my phone, to escape. And those are the times you have to make note of and be like, oh, that's why. And so for me in my life, the times I acted out were always related to stress in relation with my wife. Whenever we were arguing or butting heads or fighting, there was tension in our relationship, I would feel so much anxiety because of the things I told myself about myself. I'm not a man. I can't provide. My wife is unhappy because of me. I'm a piece of shit. All the stuff I told myself. And I realized that that was the single roadblock that was keeping me going back to porn and addiction over and over and over again, like clockwork. And it wasn't until I was like, oh, this is what's going on. I'm not some weird sexual freak of nature and I need to wake up every morning and look at myself in the mirror and say, hey, my name's Ben Uyama and I'm an addict. That's not what I needed. What I needed is to look at myself accurately and say, oh, I'm in pain, because I never learned how to deal with these unsettled emotions. And so what I did is I started addressing that. I started working on that. I started talking more about that with people, the right people. And then before you know it, I stopped feeling that emotion. And I dealt with it in a productive way. And from then on, I stopped needing porn altogether because I didn't need it. Interesting. I stopped wanting the addiction. It wasn't like, oh, I really wanted to go to it, but, you know, I'm really triggered to go to it, but, you know, I don't want to. It was like, no, I just didn't want it anymore. Why? Because I didn't need it. Because I didn't feel a desire. Do you understand? It's the same reason why you don't do cocaine. I'm assuming you don't do cocaine. I hope you don't. Or think of some other extreme drug that you don't do, right? Why don't you do cocaine, my friend? Why? It's because you can't access it? No, it's because you don't want to. There's no need in your life to do it, right? There's no need. I don't have any need to drink alcohol in my life. People ask me sometimes in parties, why don't you drink alcohol? It's like, I don't want to. Why not? I don't want to, because I don't want to. That's it. I literally have no desire to do it. And to get to that place where you have no desire for the addiction at all whatsoever is because you just don't need it anymore. You don't want it. There's no pushing through it anymore. If you think about the people that are the happiest in your life, think about your, you know, your mom, or your wife, or your uncle, or your dad, or somebody in your life that you just like, they have no addiction. There's nothing in their life that they're running from. There's nothing in their life they're escaping from. Do you think they walk around like, oh, I really want to watch porn, but I'm on my streak of NoFap and I can't because, you know, all these reasons. You think your wife walks around like that? Your mom walks around and goes, man, I really want to watch porn, but, you know, no. She doesn't want to. Why? Because it's disgusting. It grosses her out. All addictions are disgusting and gross until you desensitize yourself to them. The first time you watch porn, it was actually kind of gross. The first time you smoke a cigarette or drink alcohol, it's gross, it's disgusting. Give a child or a teenager a cigarette. What do? They gag, they smoke. It's an unpleasant experience. But it is addictive, and so they go back to it because of curiosity. And over time, what happens? You desensitize yourself to the addiction to the point where you become dependent on it, to the point where you can't live your life without it. Why? Because you don't know how to feel the emotions. When I say emotions, I don't mean some ambiguous, amorphous emotions. I mean literally like one or two primary emotions that you never learned how to deal with since you were a young age. 10, 11, 12 years old, even younger. You never learned how to deal with stress, brother. You never learned how to deal with loneliness. You never learned how to deal with boredom. And the closest thing you grabbed onto was what? Video games, social media, porn, and your penis. And you didn't know better. You didn't know better. You didn't know better because nobody taught you how to deal with life. Nobody taught you how to deal with life, my friend. This is not an excuse for you to act out and to be a degenerate person living a degenerate life addicted to whatever substance that you can grab onto. It's not an excuse. It's understanding. It's for you to understand that you were a child and you didn't know better. And you grabbed onto the easiest form of escapism that you can. And I'll end this video by saying this. You don't have an addiction problem. You have an escapism problem. Label it more accurately for what it is. It is an addiction, yes. But first and foremost, look at yourself as, oh, I have an escapism problem because I have pain and I don't know how to deal with it. And that's all that's going on. I love you more than you know. You are loved more than you know. I'll see you in the next video.
Hey guys, my 30-day program for quitting porn and masturbation is totally free for y'all right now at benuyama.com. I'm making it available for all you guys. It's limited space. I don't want everyone taking this, so if you're the right person, then you can check it out at benuyama.com and you will get free access to a program and a course that has changed the lives of many people, and I want to do the same for you. I have nothing to sell you guys. All right, enjoy.